here's a story from The World.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry spent this week in China. He went there seeking to try to persuade the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases to do more to keep climate change in check. For insight into Kerry's brand of climate diplomacy and the outcome of the talks, we turn to David Wade, who was Kerry's chief of staff when the diplomat was Secretary of State. David, what were the main goals that Kerry had going into these meetings?
As we head towards 50 days away from COP26 in Glasgow, his goal was to really keep the sense of urgency alive with China, trying to urge the Chinese to see the opportunity of being more ambitious about things like reducing coal, things like changing the way that they are financing coal around the world, even as they are reducing their greenhouse gas emissions at home. Just as a matter of math, not ideology, the world cannot get where the world needs to go on climate change if China does not increase its ambition.
You mentioned John Kerry's goal to leave politics out of climate talks, but that's kind of hard. I mean, for example, China has gotten a lot of heat for manufacturing solar products using forced Uyghur labor in Xinjiang. How do you keep out politics?
I think it is helpful that Kerry has seen in his own history that if two sides want to get to an outcome, they are pretty good at finding ways to cabin off other difficult issues and to focus on the matter at hand. You know, if two sides want to achieve one outcome, they can successfully put aside those other difficult issues in the relationship. But I also think he feels climate change should not be seen as a bilateral issue. Yes, the United States and China are the world's two biggest polluters. And yes, the rest of the world is going to take signals about what commitments they make from the commitments that the world's two biggest polluters make. That said, this is an issue for everybody. This is an issue for the world.
After Envoy Kerry's talks this week with his Chinese counterpart, Xie Jianhua, the spokesman for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Wang Wenbin, gave a press conference. He says the U.S. should shoulder its legal responsibilities and should begin to cooperate meaningfully with developing countries. What's the response to accusations that the U.S. is not in a position to be telling other countries what to do when it's the world's second largest greenhouse gas emitter and historically the biggest?
First of all, Envoy Kerry, going back to his years as a United States senator attending the first global climate conferences, has always been someone pushing and urging the United States to do our part. And the United States is very successfully reducing its own emissions, unlike China, which is obviously rising. But I think the short answer is we're not lecturing the rest of the world. What the United States is trying to do is to paint a picture of a clean energy revolution that everyone is in this together, and that the United States is willing to lead and to do its part, whether it's on technology transfer, whether it is on helping developing countries make the energy changes that are going to be in all the world's interests.
You spoke to John Kerry while he was on his way home from China. How did he characterize the trip?
That conversations are constructive. He always says that diplomacy, you plant seeds, you tend to the garden, but the moment has to ripen. And we will see whether China decides that the opportunity is ripe to do what the world would like to see them do. But you continue tending to that garden.
David Wade served as chief of staff for John Kerry when he was Secretary of State. He runs the Kerry Initiative at Yale University, which focuses on global challenges. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Carol.
From PRX.